This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN envoy Martin Griffiths was in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Wednesday, pushing for renewed peace talks as both the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government and Shia Houthi rebels expressed interest in ending the four-year conflict. According to U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, those talks have been set for early December in Sweden. Griffiths told the Security Council on Friday that both sides appear ready to find a political deal.
This is a crucial moment for Yemen. I have received firm assurances from the leadership of the Yemeni parties, the governor of Yemen, of course, first, and then Ansarallah, that they are committed to attending these consultations.
Griffiths, who is expected to visit the focus of the heaviest recent fighting, the Red Sea port city Hodeidah Thursday, said the main driver of the peace process is increasing global alarm at the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Yemen.
With increased international attention has come a renewed commitment from the Yemeni parties to work on a political solution. I welcome President Hadi's announcement to move swiftly to a political solution, and I know from my contacts in Sana'a that Ansarallah is also committed to this.
Griffith's mission comes as the international charity Save the Children said nearly 85,000 children under the age of five have died because of the consequences of extreme hunger since the war erupted. The UN humanitarian coordinator warned endemic violence in Central African Republic is pushing that country toward famine. Najat Rushdie, OCHA coordinator for CAR, said 63% of the population of more than 4 million is in need of humanitarian aid.
And out of those 63%, we have 1.6 million who are in need of acute humanitarian assistance.
Sectarian conflict has plagued the nation since 2013. Thousands have been killed, a quarter of the population displaced. This is VOA News. The U.S. said Wednesday it will scale back joint military exercises with South Korea next year so they're not a hindrance to ongoing denuclearization efforts involving North Korea. Defense Secretary Mattis said the exercises, called Full Eagle, will be reduced in scope. Joshua Pollack is a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies.
This decision appears to be the outcome of a two-day U.S.-South Korean working group meeting in Washington, D.C., to settle some of the issues on negotiation.
Little progress has been reported since a June summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. South Sudan said the latest peace agreement has allowed a revival in the African country's oil sector, with an increase in the production of 20,000 barrels a day over the past 2 months. Total production since September has now reached 155,000 barrels. Indian police said tribesmen on the remote island in North Sentinel apparently killed a young American missionary identified as 26-year-old John Allen Chow. He was hit by arrows as he set foot on the Indian Ocean island, part of the Andaman chain, Saturday. A police spokesman said Chow was on a misplaced venture in a prohibited area to try to meet an uncontacted people group. A U.S. aircraft carrier Battle Group has docked in Hong Kong, a move seen as a conciliatory gesture by Beijing. Rear Admiral Carl Thomas commands the Battle Force 7th Fleet.
I think you'll find that with the Ronald Reagan and the other ships here in port in Hong Kong, there's great benefit for us to be able to get to know one another better. You know, there's no better way to understand people than to be part of them and be able to walk around. So I think the benefit is that you're going to get a chance to see a bunch of great young sailors going out having a fun time. And there'll be interactions.
It was just 2 months ago the Chinese refused permission for the USS Wasp to dock in Hong Kong amid trade and security tensions with the U.S. Police in northeast China have detained the driver of a car who plowed into a group of children outside a school Thursday, killing five, injuring nearly 20. The incident took place in the coastal town of Huludao in Liaoning Province. The death toll from 2 weeks of massive fires in California has now reached 83. More than 500 are still unaccounted for. Heavy rains are expected to make search and recovery efforts difficult. Engineers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology unveiled the world's first solid-state airplane powered by supercharged air molecules. The team employed the use of electro-aerodynamics, which is expected to cut greenhouse gas emissions in aviation. Thursday is the traditional Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. It's the most traveled time of the year, with an estimated 55 million Americans taking to the nation's roadways, over 30 million using commercial aircraft. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.